the other night against Carolina, how much of a disappointment was that for you? I mean, it was a big letdown, and you talked about it before the game, about being home for a long period of time. Is that kind of illustrate what you were alluding to pregame?
No, I thought we played really good. I was worried just how we were going to start the game, how we were going to play the game through it. We played, I thought, a really good 57, 58 minutes. It's at that beginning of the third period where you can see when we were killing that penalty, we ended up killing it. But we just weren't, I don't think we're ready to start that third period. But am I going to put that over the whole game? Absolutely not. I mean, we had 23 scoring chances. We played really good other than those few minutes, and it beats us.
That hasn't happened a lot lately, but how much does it bother you that here you are with only less than 10 games left and you have that pop up again?
I think if, and I need to protect my team here a little bit, I think you're going to probably see certain times of sloppy play. When you have two teams that are basically out of it in Carolina, I thought Carolina was sloppy too, when they're usually not. I think you'll see that as you see probably there's probably 12 teams that are in this boat of they're not in it. I think the teams will play hard, but I think sometimes you may see them lose a little bit of their concentration versus teams that are fighting and looking to get into playoffs and get their spot in the playoffs. The mindsets change and. We can sit here, Bob, and say, no, you got to be ready to go. They're human. They're human. They give a little bit in certain times of a game and space out a little bit because it's not total concentration when you're not playing for something, when you have a couple weeks left in the season. I am totally honest about that. I know people don't like to hear that, but it happens.
No, I agree with you. Does it happen to you? Cause I'll fully admit it happens to me, too, in these last couple of games. There will be points where you try not to be disengaged, but it kind of happens.
Yeah, it is a... It's different, even for coaches. I think we're always trying to prepare, but I go to it the other night when we won that game in Philly, in our Billy and Philly come back. I woke up the next morning, and I was really excited for the team because we win a kind of – it was a great game to win. But you wake up the next morning, and for me, I said, man, I mean, we're going to go play another game, but it really means nothing. In a couple of weeks, we're done. So, yeah, it does play with you. If people say no, they're totally engaged and rah, 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 they're lying because we're human. We want to be where the other 16 or 18 teams are right now. We're not. And it's frustrating and it does get you down at times.
This team you're playing tonight is one of those teams. They are trying to build as they go into the playoffs. So you'll have that jump tonight. Also this evening, you've got a guy on each team that used to play for the other team. And I know that coaches a lot of times say, well, when you're playing a former team of a guy, all the other guys come together for that guy. They want to win that game for that guy. But the other room is exactly the same tonight. Does that negate everything?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's, as I told the guys before you and I are talking about, I think you guys like to talk about that stuff more than the players do. I think with Jonesy coming into Nashville, I think he's going to have some juice to him, and certainly Joey is. But it's between those two guys. I think once the game gets played, I think the players are going to play. The two individuals, I mean, Jonesy was a big part of it here, and Joey was a big part of our team. So I think it's just about those two guys maybe getting a little extra. But once the game starts being played, I think it all goes away, and you just try to play the game the right way.
Torch, thanks. Good luck then.
All right, man.
That is head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.